Good morning, brothers and sisters. We are very grateful to God that we can be again gathered here in His presence. We have heard already wonderful songs. Let your spirit now fall on all of us. I think this is all our wish and longing, that the Lord reveals Himself anew in our midst. Yesterday we spent already wonderful hours in His presence, and this morning He is also here. He promised, where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst of them. We welcome all of you very warmly, from near and from far, and we greet also those who are joining us online. Yesterday, many were connected in Brazil, listening to the transmission, and they are sending greetings to all of us. But not only there, all over the earth, the brothers and sisters are joined with us, and we are so happy that we have these opportunities to be united in the faith, in the love, letting ourselves be prepared, and we are confident that God will also bless us this morning in a mighty way. We have sung the wonderful songs. Also at the end, this I must sing for the glory of Jesus. He is my glorifying, only He, for He alone has paid the price. To Him belongs all the glory and all the praise. Now, we also want to sing a few songs. Let us start with song number 35 from these little booklets. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Number 35.
Amen.
Amen. Let us also sing a couple of choruses. And then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word of introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Number one, we come from the east and west. Number one. Number six, sweep over my soul. Number six. Number 11, isn't he wonderful? Number 20. In the sweet by and by. Can we say amen? Are we happy to that day when we will enter there? Are we grateful to God this morning for last night? Was it worthwhile to be here?
Sind wir nicht alle?
Have we not all have been blessed? I don't know how you feel. Could we not have said last night, one to the other, as those at Emmaus, did not our hearts burn while he spoke with us? And Jesus Christ is the same also this morning. He is in our midst to give us the words of life. It was worth it, in particular all those who were coming from afar to be here. For here, we are not hearing the words of men, but the words of God. We are hearing what the Spirit is saying unto you and to me, unto the church. May the Lord bless us together this morning. May He speak to us. May He help us. Whoever is sick, may He give healing. May He receive healing from the Lord. All things are possible for him who believes. Let us believe with all our hearts. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word from the Gospel of John. Chapter 10. From verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them me, is greater than all. God is beyond measure. God is spirit. Jesus himself said, the true worshippers will worship the Father in the spirit and in the truth. God is beyond measure. Through his almighty word, he keeps the universe together. Is this not wonderful? Is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Praise and thanks. I and my Father are one. To Philip he said, he who sees me sees the Father. But did you notice in verse 28 what the Lord said? And no one shall pluck them out of my hand. In verse 29, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I'm reminded to the word which Brother Frank read us on last Wednesday from Romans chapter 8. The last two verses. Perhaps I should read them. Romans 8, verse 38 and 39. Here Paul says,
Denn ich bin dessen gewiss.
For I am persuaded.
Darauf kommt es an.
That's what it's all about.
Gewiss zu sein.
To be sure.
Denn ich bin dessen gewiss.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life,
weder Engel,
nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No one shall pluck them out of my hand. Is this not wonderful? Brothers and sisters, are we grateful this morning what the Lord has done for us? The word which we heard, we not only heard it, He revealed it to us. His word has become our food. We are living off it. May the Lord speak to us the words of life to all of us, so that we are all helped anew. Let us stand up for prayer. Great God, we believe you and your word. We believe what you have to say to us and what you said. Great God, we heard it. What can separate us from the love of God? Lord, in the palms of your hand, we are engraved. And you are holding us as the Father holds his children. You are helping us in every way. We thank you for the grace and faithfulness. We glorify your holy name. For Lord in heaven, there is neither in heaven nor on earth nor anywhere a name which is comparable to your name. We thank you, Lord, that you already prayed in your high priest prayer. You interceded and prayed, Lord in heaven. You have chosen us, you purchased us through your precious blood, that we are of one mind. Help us to it, Lord. That we are not looking there and there, but that we are only looking unto you, for you cried out on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. So we thank you for the grace that you have given us, the grace, Lord Jesus. We have heard the song, one day we will still glorify the grace. Please bless us. Bless your worshipping people. Bless all those who are present here. And bless also those who would like to be here and cannot be here. You know the circumstances, Lord. Bless from the riches of your grace. Please bless also all those who are joining us online, who are listening, who are watching, O God. Let us exalt together your name, praising you, you the great God. We thank you for everything. Once again, we ask you for your blessing. Amen. We remain standing. There is a child dedication. Now we ask the parents to come to the front. And in the meantime, we tune in a chorus. Who says a chorus? Only believe. Amen. David. Lord Almighty God, you have blessed our precious brother and sister. You have given them a healthy son, a David. We consecrate him unto you very consciously, O Lord. Receive him, and we consecrate unto you the whole family, anew, O God, whom you are blessing, he is blessed. You have blessed our precious brother and sister visibly. We thank you with all our hearts for it. David, be God dedicated for time and for eternity. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed be the whole family in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. We rejoice together with you. God bless you.
Ihr dürft euch wieder setzen,
alle. You may be seated. I would like to know how many children already in the course of the 60 past years have been blessed, have been God dedicated. Just so nice that we respect God's word in every way. In the days of our Lord, the children came to him. They were brought to him. And the Lord has blessed them. In the same way, it is today. He only didn't baptize them. And here, Among our brothers and sisters, there's a great problem. There has become a great problem. It happened to Brother Branham that he baptized his daughter at the age of 8. Brother Branham was such a kind man. For him, all the children of God meant something for him. And the own children also. And one day, Rebecca came onto his bosom and she said, "Listen, I believe in Jesus Christ. Why can I not be baptized?" Yes. And do you know what happened out of it? What came out of it? That now the brothers who refer to Brother Branham, they baptize children at the age of 6 and 8 and 10. Just a catastrophe. Only because the man of God let his heart speak. Yes, until today, I never baptized anyone under the age of 12. We have the Holy Scripture as a measuring rod in all things. Our Savior, of course, on the 8th day, he was consecrated and he was circumcised. And then we only hear of him when he was 12 years old, when he came into the temple and when he spoke with the scribes about the kingdom of God. And this we did from the very beginning, We took it as a measuring line that already at the age of 12 one can make the right decision. But please, not without a conversion, not without repentance, not without experiencing the forgiveness. Also here, in all things, the biblical order must be valid. For me, it will be valid for all eternity. Today we will do something special. We received many greetings, especially over the phone. Many were phoning me. Yes, this morning I heard a short song in a language which I never heard before. And I had to think about it, that the Bible really was translated into 554 languages and dialects all over the earth. You can look it up. You can look it up. You can read it up. And I was thinking by myself, these precious brothers and sisters who came this morning into the office to sing me this song, please come to the front. Now, please come to the front and sing us this song. We are tuning in with all our hearts. I think sometimes also on all the other languages which are represented here. If it is being sung in German, if it is being preached in German, what are all the others doing? What do all the others? But by the grace of God, we have our brothers who are translating, and no one comes too short. All are hearing, all are listening, and are receiving the same word, and are blessed. And as the Lord said to Abraham at his first encounter, he said, "In thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed." And all of us, we go back to Abraham. That's how Paul said it in the book of Acts. Brothers and sisters, God is doing great things in all people's tongues and nations, in tribes. God is doing great things. And we all understood that the last message is really reaching everyone. Here, from Brother Vladimir, from Bashkirian, is sending greetings. Greetings. From Brother Motika, greetings. From Luanda, greetings. From Cape Town, greetings. From Kinshasa, greetings. From South Africa, greetings. From Burundi, greetings. From Hungary, greetings. From Brother Rashidi, greetings. Greetings from Brother Obed. Greetings from Brother Philemon. Greetings from Brother Leon. Once again, greetings from Cape Town. Greetings from Brother Görmar from Switzerland. Greetings from Brother Alexander from Tajikistan. My goodness. Then Rwanda, Nairobi from Brother Paul Nyagi. Then once again, greetings from Brother Motika, Johannesburg. Greetings from Brother Bulumba and all the others. Dr. Chavava from Harare. Then from India, from Romania. Once again from Abidjan. Then from Goma, Brother Remy is sending greetings. Once again Hungary. And once again Rashidi. And once again from the DRC. Our brother phoned from our brother Dr. Mbie Just after 6 o'clock in the morning, he said, Brother Frank, we are joined here with more than 500 brothers and sisters. We are gathered already, and we are praying, and we are waiting that we will hear the sermon. The people of God are really coming together all over to hear God's word. And as it was emphasized already, brothers and sisters, that the whole world can now listen, can now experience together with us. I just see now our brother from Bulgaria. God bless you. May he bless you. And when we think about the TV program in Romania, whoever reads the reports of Romania, he must thank, he must really thank how God's word, how sometimes even the first sermon just penetrates, and the people are phoning and are asking for prayer and are experiencing their salvation. And if we would ask our brothers from Luanda here, they are not only gathered 500, more than 2,000 are gathered there to hear the word of God. God is doing really great things, great things. And as it was promised to Abraham, look up into the sky and count the stars, so innumerable as the stars in heaven, so your descendants will be. And as Abraham believed God, so we believe God. And as Abraham received the promise, so we received the promises of God. And as Abraham was obedient, the one is Genesis 18, when the Lord God gave the promise, at around this time next year, your wife will have a son. But the second is in Genesis 22. Take thy only son, whom thou lovest, and sacrifice him unto me on the mount which I will show thee. Abraham didn't speak with Sarah. He didn't discuss with any man. He didn't confer with flesh and blood. He said to his servant, let us go on our way, and we will return again. He knew that he had to sacrifice Isaac, but he believed, even if he sacrifices him, that God will raise him from the dead, and that they both will return again. It's a living faith that whatever God promised, that he would fulfill it. God has really taken the responsibility for everything, and we may fully trust him, knowing that he, in our days, he will complete the work of redemption. And as I said last night, it's really thus saith the Lord. Not only, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, but rather, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And if you then think about it, I said it here before, two or three times. Brother Branham exactly, he visited exactly 12 countries. He always had evangelistic meetings. The main thing was to preach the gospel, to call people unto the Lord, and then to pray for the sick. This was his special commission. But then came, of course, the instruction which the Lord has given him. In the vision, he has seen it, how the seven angels came down in the supernatural cloud. And then he was commanded to go to Arizona, to Sunset Mountain. And there it happened, of course. And the seven mighty thunderclaps, of course, were taken care of, that he looked up. And in that moment, when he did that, he saw the cloud. He saw the seven angels. And he said, the seventh angel meant more to me than all the other six. And the seventh, in the pyramid, was it who spoke to me and who told me, return to Jeffersonville, for the opening of the seals will take place. Brothers and sisters, in our time, the supernatural happened here on the earth. God draw our attention to it so that we get the inner respect and that we are prepared and that we know that there not a man came on the scene but a man sent from God with a divine commission connected with a plan of salvation in our time. And if you then think about it, that the Lord has prophets and pastors and evangelists and so forth into the church, but the ministry of Brother Branham was not only for a local church, but it was universal, worldwide, for the body of the Lord, for the church of the firstborn. And as Brother Alfred Borg was reading already, his sheep hear his voice. And if you just may mention this now, just briefly, he's both. He's the good shepherd and also the Lamb of God, which died for us. The good shepherd gave his life for his sheep. In the palms of his hands, we were engraved into the hands which were nailed to the cross. And in that moment, when the Redeemer cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This was that moment when all the sins of the world were laid upon him. This was one moment. But in the next moment came to fulfillment, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself and doesn't remember our sin anymore. It was that day which God announced in all of the Old Testament. And we are just so grateful, grateful with all our hearts, that also today we may hear His voice. Really, the voice of His Word. Also, this was already said in the word of introduction. We are here to recognize the will of God and to do the will of God. And our Lord and Savior, He of course said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me." What is your and my spiritual food? The revealed, precious, and holy Word of God. Man does not live from bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And the word is the seed. Luke 8, verse 11. And this divine seed we received into us. Brothers and sisters, here is the mystery. Our Lord was the Word, and He was the seed. Genesis 3, verse 15, the seed will come and will bruise the head of the serpent. But He, as the Word, as the seed, He came in the body of flesh. He was manifested to bruise the head of the serpent, to pull out the sting of death. Death, where is your sting? Hell, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the full gospel which we heard and which we believed with all our hearts and with all our souls. Brothers and sisters, we are a part of the divine plan of salvation in our time. We may have a direct part in the calling out, in the separation, and in the preparation. And we always think, especially about the scripture, be ready, for you don't know the day and hour. We remember the scripture, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. We remember the scripture, and His bride has made herself ready. These are precious scriptures which time and again show us the goal, making us aware of that, what's it all about. And today, I would like to read a couple of scriptures. There shall be also a baptism today. And it must be said very clearly that not a dry sinner steps into the water and a wet sinner comes out of the water, but that before that, that we make the experience of salvation, of conversion, of forgiveness, that the baptism is a covenant of a good conscience with God, that we have received and accepted our forgiveness and redemption, not only to fulfill an outer form, but that we know with all our hearts what our Lord said in Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He who doesn't believe will be damned." the faith, the belief in the finished work of redemption is just necessary. And also this, we said already last night, it's of course written here in the Gospel of John, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will convict the world of sin, of unbelief. And this is it. By a sermon, through a sermon, the faith is worked in the people, is awakened. It must come up. Unbelief makes the word of God of null effect, and faith makes it work. And it will be manifested what the Lord promised. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, here it's written, from verse 7, John 16, verse 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Not will be judged, but is judged. The head of the serpent is bruised. The sting was pulled out. We don't have to live anymore in the sin, in unbelief, and in disobedience. But we may consecrate our lives to the Lord. And he receives us and accepts us. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 7, it's written, 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, no, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end. Confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blameless. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's so nice that we don't have to make any efforts, but that we let God work, saying, "Lord, here I am. Be merciful to me." And it will and must take place. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the man of God writes, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, here it's written in verse 7, But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. We don't carry ideas, not interpretations, but God's hidden wisdom we present. To that what was hidden, to reveal it. And that's what it's all about. That all the mysteries in the Word of God, which were still hidden, that God wanted to reveal them. And he also did reveal them. And as we said yesterday already, whether it was the fall, whether it was the Godhead, whether it was water baptism, every Bible subject was newly revealed. And we can look up the various scriptures and we can recognize that God made himself so much efforts to speak to us and to reveal unto us that what was hidden, but which belonged to the plan of salvation. By grace, it was revealed to us. In Colossians, the apostle is emphasized special things. I just read briefly from Colossians, chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, and here it's verse 13 and 14. Here it's written, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he, being dead in your sins, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses.
Amen.
Not one trespass is left. The letter of requirements is torn into pieces. Grace is grace. Forgiveness is forgiveness. Reconciliation is reconciliation. Eternal life is eternal life. By grace, God has given us everything what we need for salvation. Then, verse 15, Colossians 2, and having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Brothers and sisters, by the resurrection, the divine evidence was shown here on the earth that Satan is conquered, defeated, that hell is overcome. Our Lord, in the triumph, he had the victory. He said, I live, and ye shall live also. To me was given all the power in heaven and on earth. The redemption is so precious. We may receive and accept it with an inner agreement. We may found ourselves again here in the Bible. As it was read in the word of introduction, he, of course, has given his life for us. And as true as he shed his blood, the blood of the new covenant, so sure and so true it is written in Matthew 26, verse 28, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Brothers and sisters, don't be tormented by the enemy anymore. Don't let yourselves be accused anymore by the enemy. Also, this we can read again from Romans. There's nothing what can condemn us for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. It is his task to accuse, but our task is, you are defeated. You have no right on us. No, we are the Lord's as his possession. These precious verses here in chapter 8, Romans 8, every time one can read it anew, but please receive it, accept it, accept them in your hearts, find yourselves in it and say, this is mine, this God has given to me personally, this is written for me. And then we will experience it personally. Here it's written in Romans chapter 8, very precious, very mighty, verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. It's a complete work of redemption. Perfect. Perfect for all eternity. And then it's written in verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifieth. Also amongst us, precious brothers and sisters, not one single accusation may be there against any brother. Not a single time we may say something over our lips, oh, this brother, oh, he did this or that. Not a single time it may come over our lips. Let us stand, otherwise we are standing in the midst, in the ministry of the accuser of the brethren. The Apostle John has written it. If we love God, then we love our brother. And we are obligated to give our lives for him. Whoever accuses is not ready to give his life for this brother. But whoever received forgiveness personally, he will forgive with all his heart and he will not impute anything anymore. Then comes the verse which was also mentioned already, verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What does Paul write in 1 Corinthians chapter 13? And even if I would know all the mysteries, and if I would have all faith And if I could move mountains, but if I would not have the love of God, then I'm just a timbling brass and a timble. So the love remains. Love remains. The love towards God. The love towards the Word. The love towards one another. Let us say this very clearly. As the Apostle John has put it, you cannot love God at all if you don't love your brother whom you see. If you don't love your brother whom you see, how can you love God whom you cannot see? Just forget it. Just forget it. Be converted. Come back to God. Repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Be merciful to me. Brothers and sisters, the time is serious. It doesn't really make sense to deceive ourselves or others. But the greatest damage we will have if we don't put ourselves fully onto the side of God. Now, for all who would like to be baptized, for all who are newcomers, let us say it very clearly what our Lord said in John 3, verse 3. Ye must be born again. Otherwise, you cannot see the kingdom of God. There are only two must, namely to be born again, and all who worship God must worship Him in the Spirit and in truth. Whoever does not worship God in the Spirit and in the truth of the Word, he worships around God. And then comes the fulfillment. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And all the world is full of it. But the true, not the general worshippers, but the true worshippers who experienced God, who received the Word, who were penetrated of the truth, the true worshippers, they will worship God, who is of course Spirit. They will worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth. So, all who would like to be baptized, and also all those who are already baptized, please receive it today as a gift. As our natural birth was the beginning of our earthly life, so the new birth by the Word and Spirit is the beginning of our spiritual life. Without a birth, no beginning is possible. Without the birth by God and Spirit and by the Word, we have a religion and again a religion. And the whole world is full of it. But before every birth, there must be a union first in love. There must be a seed there first. And all who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they are united with God, deeply united. And His Word as the seed is laid into our hearts, and the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and He creates the new divine life in us. And thus we are born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Brothers and sisters, these are divine facts, and these facts must be manifested in our lives. Then we have the various scriptures which bear witness of it. Let us go straight to 1 Peter chapter 1. Here the man of God clearly and he clearly set it forth how the new birth takes place. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22. And 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Do you know? Do you know what now should happen? That every one of us, in silence, and nevertheless saying the words, Beloved Lord, Beloved Lord, let it become thus in me, as it is written here, as it is written here. Let us read it once again. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. The love of the brethren must be unfeigned. Not in the face like this and in the back you do this. No, without hypocrisy, the true love must be manifested. And then it says, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. I don't know whether you all feel it, but I really feel it. I feel it. The longer, the more. If one shakes hands with a brother or a sister, then it's not only a shaking hands, it's an inner connection of the love of God. Really, absolutely, an inner connection in the love of God. One could really hug her, one could hug him, because we are embedded in the love of God. And love does not impute anything to the other anymore. Love came for forgiveness and for reconciliation. Then, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, the seed of God, incorruptible. Namely, by the word of God, which is alive, by the living word of God, which remains forever.
Hallelujah.
Blessed and praised be our Lord. That it's not only written here, but that it's planted into you and my life as a true experience, planted and written into our lives. To him, the living God, be the praise and glory for it. Then the man of God ended with verse 25, that the word of the Lord is preached. Here it's written. Verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and you and I, who we received the word of God and who experienced the grace of God, we received eternal life, and we will live eternally, and we will be with the Lord always. And this is the word which we preached unto you as the gospel. An everlasting gospel was also preached in our time. In Ephesians chapter 2, The apostle goes into it. How the new converted ones may put their lives into order before God. Must put them into order. Ephesians chapter 4, not 2, chapter 4. Here one could start with verse 17. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. In the moment of conversion, things, our lives changed. We leave the broad way and we step upon the narrow way. We enter the narrow gate and we know what our goal is. So here we are all commanded, those who consecrated their lives to the Lord, to not walk anymore in the vanity of the Gentiles. But as written in verse 18, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Verse 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto licentiousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. If we look today into the world, what is there? Where is something divine left? All are walking the broad way. But then we are called, and in verse 23 we are called to Ephesians 4, verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Not just to say, I'm baptized, but asking God that it really happens, that a renewing takes place in the most inner part of man, that we don't remain and continue in our old ways after being baptized, but that we know that we found grace in the sight of God, that we confessed our sins unto Him, that we received the forgiveness by faith. Yes, may everyone leave his own broad way and may he follow the Lord. What do we read? Especially in John chapter 8. There a woman was brought to our Lord who was found in adultery, and then the accusation came. But what is the last statement which our Lord made in this connection? Go and sin no more. Never do it again. Never do it again. I forgive you, but please, never do it again. And this, the Lord says to everyone, and there are really people who have a lying spirit, a spirit of deception. There are so many spirits who take over of man. And therefore it's necessary that an inner renewing is being worked by God, that all are all the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that they all received the forgiveness of their sins, that they also experience the renewing by grace, as it is written here. I read verse 23 again, and then 24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Not on the surface, not with good intentions, but saying, Lord, work it in me, a thorough purification, a thorough renewing, a new birth, because I want to please you. Then comes verse 24, and that ye put on the new man, who is after God created in righteousness and true holiness.
Und Heiligkeit. Gott hat dafür gesorgt.
God was taking care of it. And we know it's really possible not be a slave of sin anymore, but whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And whoever is bound on smoking, on some kind of bondages of which he cannot be loosened, if you're not able alone, please come. We pray with you. It doesn't profit if people leave this premises and going to the neighboring parking place and then smoking their cigarettes. This may not be anymore. This cannot be anymore. No. God is present. God helps. God sets free. And the message of the cross is the power of God. This is not only a message. As Paul has written, the word of the cross is the power of God to them who are saved, to them who believe. Be saved. Be delivered. Receive it from God. Don't be enslaved any longer. Don't be a fool anymore, but believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the reconciliation and forgiveness for you personally. And then you will walk away from here delivered and redeemed. And you will say of a truth, it was worth it to be in that meeting. It was worth it to hear the word, to believe the word, and to receive it. Then we have the scripture from Ephesians, chapter 5, where the divine order is shown to all of us. No one is left out. All are included. Ephesians, chapter 5. One actually should read from verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Then the husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that in this way he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. This will be the result of the last preaching. The Lord will work obedience. And whoever reads on, then the children are to children. Be obedient to your parents. Whether in chapter 4, whether in chapter 5, all are addressed, all are spoken to. And brothers and sisters, let us say it very clearly. With disobedience, we will not reach the goal. And if in our hearts is the slightest resistance against any word, what then? No. Have an inner agreement. If a woman has inner agreement to this word, then there's harmony. Then everyone finds his or her place which God has given. Then there will be harmony. I don't know whether some private things can be said here. But there's no meal without that I'm asked, do you like it? There's no night when I hear the words, it's nice that I have you. Brothers and sisters, let us live accordingly. Let us live like this, without efforts, live accordingly. That every wife, every husband, just say, beloved Lord, let me find my place in the earthly, in the spiritual, in the church, in the ministry. Everything what shall be done, may it be done unto the glory of the Lord. And we all know it starts with each one. Whoever has no peace himself will only cause unrest. Whoever has peace with God himself, he will pass on peace. It starts with each one personally, with the family, in the marriage, with the church. May God, by his grace, may God come to all of us to his right, that we are found without blemish, without wrinkle, blameless, that we may appear before the face of God, washed in the blood of the Lamb, taking a bath in the Word of God, being dipped under, immersed in the Word. And the word for baptism in the Greek is baptismo, This means immersed. You are not seen anymore. You are buried with Christ. And then you rise again unto a new life with him. So, that it might be fulfilled, now I live no longer, but Christ lives his life through me. Today, we didn't speak about the message at all. There's also no need of doing it. I have to write about it. To agree with the word and to place and illuminate everything biblically. Let us summarize what is important now. The Lord brings his church back to the beginning, to all experiences of salvation, to repentance, to conversion, to the new birth, to the spirit baptism, to the fully renewing, to the new birth by the Holy Spirit, up to the sealing with the Holy Ghost unto the day of our bodily redemption. And all of us, we understood that the time is very serious. Very serious. We look to Israel. We look to the Middle East. We look into our own country. We look to Europe. We can look everywhere, wherever we want. Nothing is anymore as it used to be. Everywhere unrest. Everywhere unrighteousness. Everywhere something is. But thanks be to God, who said to us, when you see all this coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And this we may really recognize, based upon the word of God, that we are now living in the last period before the return of Jesus Christ. I don't want to go here into details, into this part. We are coming to the close. But also this belongs to it, that God has sent a hunger to hear his words. And the same God who said that the message would forerun the second coming of Christ, the same God took care of it, that it could happen, and that it happens, that really the ends of the earth are reached now. And today, we want to say it here, at this place, be blessed in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Be God dedicated for time and for eternity. Believe every word. Every word. When Brother Branham sang the chorus, only believe, mainly it was about healing. When we today sing the same chorus, then it's not only about healing. Then it's about to believe every word of God. For whoever does not believe God makes him a liar. And it's written in Romans 3, God is true. Let every man be a liar. And our Lord said it. If you don't believe that I am he, then you will die in your sin. We believe that it is he, the same. And we believe that there is only one true God who revealed himself to us for our salvation, as Father, in the Son, and through the Holy Spirit, not three gods, not three eternal ones, but one eternal God who really brings to pass his plan of salvation. And so that we receive the adoption of sons. Therefore, the Father had to be manifested in the Son to give us in the Son the adoption as sons. Galatians 4, from verse 4. Oh, how precious is God's word. How wonderful are the ways of God. How wonderful is the teaching which we receive, which we really receive, and which we believe with all our hearts, and giving only to God the glory through Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now we stand up for prayer, and before we close this meeting, I would like to ask that the two brothers from Luanda, that our brother from Australia, our brother from Bulgaria, our brother from Romania, that some brothers who are here today, that they are coming now to the front. We want to give them special greetings and want to give them the special blessings and asking and praying that God may bless them richly, being with them. I see Brother Müller from Austria. I don't see him. He also can come. And whoever feels to come, Brother Gilbert, just come to the front. What a grace. Please come onto the platform. Come. We are grateful to God.
You're the brother from Australia.
From Australia.
I'm brother from Australia. Zum ersten Mal, the first time to hear the word.
God bless you. One has to fly to Madeira so that the man in Australia hears the word. And then he said, the next weekend I will be in Krefeld and I will be baptized. God bless you richly. And these two brothers here, Brother Miski, say it. As God has blessed these two brothers, it's just very tremendous. One doesn't find words for it. And I know, when I was in this country, and when God opened the doors, the president phoned me, and he welcomed me in the name of the Lord. And God blessed the whole nation. And he blessed our brothers. And he made them a blessing. God has his people in all nations. Be blessed.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord. And take greetings with you to all our brothers and to all our sisters. May God bless you. Brother Gilbert, also a man of God from Paris. You speak English?
Amen. Pour tous les frères et sœurs à Paris.
Amen.
En France, nous sommes heureux que tu es avec nous aujourd'hui. Et la parole de Dieu reste avec nous.
Amen.
Avec toi aussi.
Amen.
Éternellement.
Amen. 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 Merci pour l'évangile éternel.
Whom else have you got?
Yes. Let also the other brother come. Yes. No, you. You. Yes. Brother, you don't know how I feel. The God of heaven has arranged these 2 days for you to be. Übersetzt, As it rains these 2 days, please go back with the word of God in your heart.
Amen.
And may God use you mightily. Amen. And bless you abundantly. Is my prayer.
Amen.
And greet all who love the Lord. And whenever you're called, say, I've been to Crayford.
Yeah.
I've seen what God has done.
I will do it.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sir. Yes. Yes, brother. Yes. Also, we've also... Thank you.
Deutsch
reden. Ja, ach so. Herzlichen Dank, dass du mitgekommen bist.
Thank you that you have come. We are acquainted with the situation in Brazil. Many years have passed, but the last 3 years God used to give light, to give clarity, to put the word upon the lampstand, and God used you. To pass it on. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Take greetings with you to all. Amen. Brother. Also to you, beloved brother, we wish you with all our hearts God's blessing. He belongs to the old tribe, although he is very young, but his grandfather was one of the first in Brazil, 1972, to receive the word. And then came the years where the American influence came into the country and many doctrines came up, which are not biblical. And then God has led it in such a way that Brother Helmut Miskis, who was born in Sao Paulo, he had it on his heart that we again travel into the country. And the last 3 journeys brought such a change that one can really say 80% of all who were in error are returning to God and to the Word of God. Also our brothers have dedicated their lives to the Lord. Be blessed. Do you want to say a word? Just take greetings with you.
De todo coração, cumprimento esta congregação em nome do Senhor Jesus Cristo.
With all our hearts, I greet this church in the name of Jesus Christ. How good is it to be here, to hear the word of God. May God help each one to make their decision and to be settled in the Word.
De ânimo e conforto a todos.
Zuspruch und Segen für alle.
Todos que estão atentos a este ministério.
Alle die aufmerksam
ministério levantado por Deus.
Das Gott erhoben hat.
Pois sei que aqueles que se mantiverem firmes nesta palavra,
I know those who remain faithful in the word, they will be in the rapture.
Esta é uma promessa,
e ela não this is
falhará.
A promise. It will not be unfulfilled. Thank you for this, for your hospitality. And I take with you your love, which I experienced. Brother Noble Gill, where is Brother Noble Gill? Brother Müller. Also the first fruit of Austria. Do you want to say a few words? I'm just so grateful that I can be again here in your midst, that we may receive the word of God, for it's the power of God. And if we let it work in us, then the perfect faith will come forth. Only perfect love will enter there.
Amen.
It's the work of God. And when God said, my righteous shall live by faith, and if he draw back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Therefore, it's a great privilege that we examine ourselves in the Word of God. And wherever we are not in agreement, let us repent. It's still the time of preparation. Thanks be to God for everything in Jesus' name. What kind of thoughts? Brother, the first fruit from Pakistan.
The first fruit from Pakistan.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
1972.
At the border to Afghanistan, in a Bible school, he was a teacher there, and he just hears one sermon. One sermon he heard, and he says, this is the truth, this I believe. And God blessed him, and God used him.
God bless you.
Anyone else? God bless you, brother. We all grew older. There shall be one more child's dedication. May the two sisters quickly come to the front, singing a song. In the meantime, you are coming with your child to the front, and then we will come to the end. We are really in a blessed atmosphere in the presence of God. I don't know how you feel. God is present. God is present. And as Brother Müller just said, the perfect love, we are living in the time of the perfect revelation of the Word of God, in the time of the perfect revelation of the will of God, in the time of the perfect love of God. Every patchwork ceases. And our Lord said it. When the perfect comes, then the patchwork will cease. And he really brings us into the perfect stature. Hallelujah.
Mein Gott.
Der gleich Blut rot die Sünde, ja. Soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee.
Amen.
Der gleich Blut rot die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee.
Amen.
Und was so rot wie Scharlach, soll wie Wolle sein. Wer gleich Blut rot die Sünde, wer gleich Blut rot die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Denn ist voll Erbarmen, seine Treu ist groß. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, hört die Stimme, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Er vergibt gedenkt der Sünde nicht. Er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht. Komme zu ihm, ihr Müden, denn bei ihm ist Ruhe. Er vergibt Übertretung, er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht, und gedenkt der Sünde nicht.
Amen.
Amen. The sister with a child is here. Yes. Lord Almighty God, we bring you Yasmin. I can't hear. The volume is too low. Receive her. She is dedicated to you. Bless her. Bless Daddy and Mommy. Bless the whole family. Be blessed and God dedicated. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. The Lord be with you. Now, we ask all those who would like to be baptized to come to the front. Please, we sing a chorus in the meantime. Today, we sing the favorite chorus of Brother Branham. I love him, I love him. Once again. You believe with all your heart in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. You believe that He has shed His blood, that He has forgiven your sin, that He reconciled you with God, and that He has given you new eternal life. Let us pray. Lord Almighty God, lay your hands upon all our brothers and sisters. May they be consecrated unto you. May it be the covenant of a good conscience by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. May Romans chapter 6 come to fulfillment, being crucified with Christ, having died with Him, having been buried with Him, and having been risen with him unto a new life. Lift up thy countenance over them and give them thy peace and thy blessing. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
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 Amen. You can go a bit aside. Not now, but now we will ask our choir to come and to sing us a song in closing. Please remember me in your prayers. I have a very long journey in front of me. I would like it best to remain here, but there are still believers who must be reached. This time it goes to Hong Kong, to the Philippines, to Malaysia, to Cambodia, to Bangkok, and outside of Bangkok, to carry the word of the Lord. May the Lord God bless us. May he bless all who have heard the word of God for this time, who believe it and who receive it. We are just so grateful that it's still possible. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you that you have come. May God bless especially our translators, Brother Jean Lambert, Brother Erwin Pacheco. May he bless all the translators who pass on the word of the Lord. Please go in perfect faith from here. And remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. With all your heart, let us believe God, and we will see the fulfillment of the promises. How many believe the anti-message? How many believe that God has sent his prophet? Oh, blessed and praised. May the Lord bless us all. Now we hear a song. It's still the time of grace. Of God be the glory. Your sacrifice is perfect. You have set us free from sin and error. We are a people of priests. Mercy is sprinkled with blood. The people of the new covenant are ready through his blood.
Hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind
I read one verse, Revelation 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. To you, the Lamb of God, be the glory. Your sacrifice is perfect. Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Then we will all cry out, and we will experience, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Just kiss the Bible. Such a wonderful word. Brother John, God bless you. Where is Brother Yuri Kebernick? Is he in our midst? Please come confidently. And then you and Brother Schmidt will thank the Lord. We are just so grateful. Grateful with all our hearts. From Kazakhstan. Great God, you, our Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for this fellowship, Lord, for your grace which you have given unto us. You blessed us. I thank you for it. You looked upon us graciously. You blessed us through your word. As we heard yesterday already, we know that the Son of God has come. And you have given us wisdom. We thank you for it. We know that the world lieth in wickedness. You have given us grace to recognize you, the true God, our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you with all our hearts for the redemption which you have given to all of us. You gathered us from all countries of the world. And you are preparing us unto the day of your return. I thank you for this meeting, for your word. Please bless also those who are baptized in your name. For everything be the thanks unto you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Say a few words of thanks, Brother Schmidt, and pray for all the prayer requests. My God, great God, looking up to you, we say thank you, Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Physician. We thank you, O God, that with everything, we can come to you, all our requests, all our needs. You have said everything. You said, cast everything on me. Lord, we as human beings, sometimes it's hard for us to cast everything on you. Lord, you have taken all our burdens upon yourself. You cried out on the cross, it is finished. Lord Jesus, thank you. Please bless those who are present here. Give all grace that they take with them, that we all take with us what you had to say to us. We believe your word. Bless all who were joining us online. But bless, we are coming in your presence, and we pray in particular for those who need prayer, Lord. It was you. You said, I will be clean. Your answer is even today, I will. It's your will that everyone is healed in spirit, soul, and body. Oh God, I ask you, together we pray, give grace to all of us, in particular our brother, Lord, whom you ordained and set. We believe it with all our hearts that your word is still being carried into all the world. And those who are ordained for eternal life, they will come out from all the confusion. Lord, help and be merciful so that your name might be glorified. Amen. Now really, the grace of the Lord be with you. Take every word to heart and thank the Lord for it. He will bring it to pass. Also, Brother Tati, take greetings with you. And our Brother Willie from London, take greetings with you. Just all brothers who have come from all over. Although we are not calling them to the front, or whether we don't mention them by name, yet we are joined in the Lord. And we are grateful to God for all brothers who give out the same spiritual food, who believe the same, and who pass it on. To the Lord be the glory and all the praise. God willing, until the next time. And for all who are not here always, it is planned, we are planning that on Good Friday, This is the weekend, the Easter weekend before Zurich, that we will be in Böblingen in South Germany, that we will have a meeting there on Good Friday, and then on Sunday in Zurich. All are invited. God bless you all.
God bless you all. God bless you.
And now we sing Praise, Honor and Glory, and then we go for baptism.